The Hits Hawke's Bay with Adam and Sarah. It is 18 to 8.
New for 2017. New to Hawke's Bay. This is Adam and Sarah.
If I look back at myself at 23, I was doing okay. I had a reasonable job. But I think the things, I mean, I would have made my parents proud if I managed to spend a weekend at home and not go out and spend my wages on partying. So I wasn't doing anything major that would make my parents go, wow, this kid is amazing. I managed to have a job and everything. But, you know, every once in a while you stumble across someone who you just think, God, these parents must have done a good job, because this particular person that we're talking about this morning is out there both raising money for the rescue helicopter but also for the children's ward at the hospital. And the way he's doing that is walking from the top of New Zealand to the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Daniel Lee's been on this mission for a few months now. I believe he's finished his walk now, and he's done it for a very good cause, for the Low Corporation helicopter. So about 17 years ago, there was an accident and Dan was injured. So the Low Corporation rescue helicopter at the time rescued him and took him to hospital, where he recovered in the kids' ward. So he's raised money from that walk. He had a target of $12,000. He smashed that one out. It might have been $10,000. He smashed that target. So congratulations, Dan. That's awesome. Amazing. Over just under $14,000 donated so far. Then he went, you know what? I want to make it full circle. I want to do something for the kids' ward as well. And so now we are ditching Dan's dreads. And joining us this morning are Dan's parents, Margot and Richard. Good morning, guys.
Morning, morning, morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us on the show. Now, without going into too much detail, it must be a frightening experience to have the helicopter turn up at your property, but also, I imagine, very relieving to know that there is that help on hand and the professionals have such a quick and efficient way of getting your loved ones to a hospital, right?
Absolutely, and it was hugely encouraging to see that chopper land on the lawn and pick him up and know that that he was getting the care in that golden hour, and, you know, he was in top hands and whisked away. I actually travelled with him to the hospital.
Yep.
It happened, and, you know, it's a service that we take for granted until we need it. And then when we need it, we thank the Lord.
And you really just never know if it's going to be you or not. I mean, this helicopter flies so many missions across the course of the year and each and every year, and you just don't know. So it's a fantastic thing that he's done. And $14,000 is going to get that helicopter flying a lot more missions. So you must be very proud initially of, his walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a huge physical feat. 3,000 kilometres is a hell of a long way to walk.
Yeah.
You know, physically it's an amazing feat, but also psychologically, I've just been thinking, we walked with him for a few days a week or so ago, and, you know, it's a pretty lonely life.
Yeah.
You know, walking 30 to 50 k a day, and I take my hat off to him for that too.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, you must be incredibly proud. And, of course, what one thing that's happened during this journey is that he has got even longer. So he's got these massively long dreads, and he told us last week that a couple of the dreads have actually fallen off. Margot, what do you think of your son's hair, the massive dreads that he's got? Are you a fan?
I absolutely love them.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, and I'll be really sad to see them go, actually.
How long's he had the dreads hanging from his head?
He's had them for about 4 years.
Okay.
And they've been quite useful over this trip for him. They've served as a woolly hat, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
Kept his head nice and warm, but he is looking forward to getting rid of them. But I never actually thought that his dreads would become so valuable.
Yeah.
I know, $200 per dread. But the great thing is, of course, it's going to a fantastic cause. So the idea is to create an area as part of the kids' ward for kids that are in isolation, so they've actually got something to do. Because, of course, Dan spent a bit of time in the kids' ward. I think it's awesome what he's doing. Some of the kids from the kids' ward are actually going to chop off those dreads. And we've already had people buying them, paying $200 per your son's dread. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's amazing. Really cool.
So, what's he going to look like without the dreads on? Do you even remember what he looks like with short hair and no dreads?
Oh, he was born a sweet little boy. And there's a huge touch of irony here, because he's a big, huge, tall monster. He's about 6'4", and is very hairy as hell. And I'm reasonably tall, but I'm as bald as a bowling ball.
So then, Richard, are you gonna buy a couple of those dreads and stick them to him?
Yeah, I think I may. Yeah. If I get some super glue, I might make myself a Joe Dirt mullet on the back of the head.
That sounds brilliant. Look, it's a great thing that he's doing. And look, Facebook's the place to go. Dan's Walk is where you can find all the details. Of course, the DHB have set up a page as well because they're coordinating these dreads. I believe that we've sold about 7 or 8 at this stage, hoping to sell 70 of these dreads. And I'm sure that you guys will be looking forward very much to welcoming Dan home.
Yeah, we are. And we're going down on Friday to see him walk in over the finish line on Saturday, so over the bluff. So, we're really looking forward to it. It'll be good to. He's looking a little bit skinny, so I'm looking forward to having him home and feeding him up again on some proper food.
Give him a good roast dinner and get him chopping those dreads off. Hey, again, it's a wonderful thing he's doing. If people would like to go on Facebook, that Dan's Walk on Facebook, you can find the links. Or if you Google Ditch Dan's Dreads, you can find the way to sponsor a dread. Maybe if you're a school teacher, you could ask the kids to bring a gold coin donation and get along enough to buy a dread. Businesses, just individuals, it's a wonderful thing, and you're donating to an amazing cause. You guys have done an outstanding job as parents. Dan's a great guy. We love talking to him, and we're really looking forward to having him back in Hawke's Bay. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.